And you guys are one of the players in this space that aims to fix that, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
That's exactly right. We expect our primary care providers to really advocate for that patient. One, get them diagnosed. Let's treat them. If we can't treat them because it's out of our scope, let's get them to the right specialist. So let's make that appointment.
And there's no,
with
and
the patient's permission, can we talk to that doctor, you know, and
yeah,
close the loop?
And there's no financial incentive for you to send him down the hallway to some specialist that, you know, appears to be in network at first glance because your doctor's in network, but it turns out he's actually not in network, and you just spent $1,000 on an MRI that should have cost you, you know, $50 or should have been free, right?
It is an important principle of ours that we do not have interlocking, conflicting relationships like that. So we are answerable, you know, where we work for unions. Our client is the union. We have to do right by the union, which means we have to treat those members with high quality, with respect, and we have to help them navigate the community.